Hey there, and welcome to the Hot Mess Mom Health Podcast. I'm your host, Rebecca Santos, a wife, working mom of two littles, certified health coach, and self-proclaimed hot mess mom. Do you find yourself on the perpetual struggle bus, trying to juggle it all and your health is the last thing on the to-do list, but you feel like crap? I can relate because I've been there. The reality is you can get healthy and it doesn't have to be overwhelming. If you're looking for some education, inspiration, accountability, a kick in the pants, or I'm not gonna lie, some tough love, you're in the right place. So pull up a seat, grab a nice coffee, and join me on this journey to better health. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome back to week 15 of my journey to 40. So as you can hear this week, my voice is back and whoa, like what an adventure that was. So for 48 hours last week, I basically completely lost my voice. I felt like the Little Mermaid. It was very odd. Couple COVID tests and no COVID. So I don't know what happened, but I sounded like an alien ate a bird or something. And it was horrible. So because I can't really record this too far in advance, because obviously it's a weekly update, one of my girlfriends came up with the idea. She's like, why don't you have your husband do it? So I rolled with it and he was willing to do it. So that's why you heard my husband last week. So thankful that he did that, because I really did want to document every week of the year and I really did not want to skip a week. So I did not even feel sick. I felt completely fine. I just lost my voice, which due to COVID and everyone, being a little bit, skittish about you having any cold symptoms or anything, I literally felt like I couldn't leave my house. And being in sales and not being able to answer the phone because I sounded like a robot ate a chicken, it was very awkward. So I did a lot of texting and a lot of emailing. All is well. We're in to the third week of January, I think, or maybe it's the second. I don't know. We're into the middle of January, if you will. And 15 weeks into my journey to 40, which is, I know I say it every week, but it's just hard for me to believe that 15 weeks of my year into 40 is almost gone. Well, it is gone. So yeah, a little freaking me out a little bit, but it is what it is. Time is going to go whether I like it or not. So yeah, in a nutshell, my week has been rather normal. Definitely nobody's on quarantine this week. My throat, my voice is back. So was able to do all of my workouts that I wanted to do. I was even able to do a couple days where I did an early morning ride and a later night walk, or I did some tonal stuff. So feeling really good. Also, our family's booked a trip. We booked a trip to Disney in April. So I'm really, being in the heat and kind of being in the summer in April, because it's going to be really hot there, I'm kind of like, oh my goodness, do I need to buy new clothes? Because some of my clothes are starting to not fit, and I don't necessarily think I'm losing weight. I haven't weighed myself, but my clothes are starting to fit different, which is, it blows my mind, because I'm not doing anything different. I'm eating the same pretty consistent healthy choices, but the workouts, incorporating the strength training and being more consistent with that. And I also think the Power Zone rides on the Peloton bike, they just do something different. It is more like a training schedule. So I just feel like my body is changing in ways that it hasn't in so, so long. And I'm super excited about that. And like I said, I'm not necessarily losing weight, but I do think I'm getting my body fat down. So I'm excited. I want to book a visit with my doctor to get my body fat scan done again, just to see what kind of improvements I've made, because I still think that it could go south a little bit. It's a little higher than I would like it to be. And I know for, all the goals that I have and for health in general, it should be a certain range. So I'm excited about that and where all that is going. I'm almost done the book that I'm reading, The 5 Second Rule by Mel Robbins. And I do want to read her next book. That's why I had said The High Five Habit. But right now I'm almost completed the book, The 5 Second Rule. And as soon as I'm completely done, I want to put some notes together, recap it. And I'm going to do a whole podcast about that, because I think that book has so many lessons that anyone out there listening can just put into place immediately for some really great changes in their life. So I'm inching closer to finishing that, which I'm super excited about, because I want to share with you the book and all the little nuggets that I got from it. And yeah, I mean, working out, I've been consistent. My eating has been very consistent, similar things that I normally eat. I did go out last night to a little dinner with a friend, and, you know, I just ordered, we didn't drink, which was good. Not that I was opposed to it. I just was like, you know, if she didn't want to drink, I don't need the drink. Like, it was, it's nice to not feel like you have to have a drink just because you got out. And again, I had a ride in the morning, so I was like, oh, it's probably better off that I don't drink anyway just because of dehydration and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, all things are good. All things are moving forward. Unfortunately, in New Jersey, it looks like we might be in for another bit of a snow nor'easter going into Monday, so that should be fun. But other than the weather and freezing in New Jersey, I'm doing pretty well. I am still, I think I mentioned it on my Journey to Up 40 or maybe another one of my weekly podcasts, but I think I'm inching closer also to getting the tattoo Choose Joy on my wrist. It's something that is, you know, in my heart this year to kind of stay focused on being happier and choosing joy in situations that, you know, typically either seem difficult or are making me go to that negative space. And I feel like it's time. Like, I feel like I've always wanted a tattoo on my wrist. And what better thing to put on my wrist than a positive mantra that I can consistently remind myself to choose joy? Yeah, I think I'm going to look into that further, seeing what good tattoo artists there are in my area. Although it's not going to be super detailed, so it's probably doesn't matter as much, but I just want to make sure it's not going to be like a sloppy mess on my wrist, because that's not cute. Anyway, so yeah, I hope you guys are all having a great January so far. I'm so grateful to have my voice back and be able to podcast and share my journey to 40 here with you guys. So, and I hope you enjoyed my husband's episode. He's quite the comedian, I guess, if you will. And especially if you listen to it, listen all the way to the end. He does something pretty funny because he's just silly like that. So yeah, that was week 14 that I lost my voice. And, you know, it is kind of cool. Like, you know, years from now, I'll be able to go back and listen to that week that he, you know, came in and was able to do that for me. So I was really grateful. So anyway, I hope you guys all have an amazing week and I will chat with you next week. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. If you love this episode, please leave me an iTunes review. It would mean the world to me, and it would help me get the word out about helping other moms reclaim their health. Thank you so much.